Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, Mr. and Mrs. Marshall Erickson and Lily Aldrin.
Marshall and Lily's wedding reception.
Oh, does it make you kind of sad that we don't share the same last name?
You know, in a totally evolved 21st century kind of way, yeah, a little.
You know what we should do? We should come up with a whole new last name.
Oh, well, that's easy. Lily and Marshall Skywalker.
Lily and Marshall Hasselhoff.
Got it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah.
Lily and Marshall Awesome. Have you met the Awesomes? Marshall, Lily, their son Totally, and their daughter Freakin'?
I love you, Mr. Awesome.
I love you, Mrs. Awesome. Mm.
Ted and Robin.
So. Wedding's over.
Yes, it is.
I guess starting tomorrow, we can tell people.
Mm-hmm.
Tell people what?
Hi, Barney.
Tell people what?
And the food looks delicious, doesn't it?
Tell people what?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Tell people what?
Can we talk about this later?
Absolutely. Tell people what?
Hi. Hi, Barney.
Hey, Barney Stinson. Lovely dress. I know I'm sick of these things, too. It's like the same wedding over and over again. You're totally right. Want to dance? Great to see you out there. Tell people what?
This is just not something we want to talk about right now, okay, Barney?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Whew, that was a close one.
Think he'll actually let it go?
Tell people what? Tell people what? Tell people what? Tell people what? Tell people... There's a black Nissan Stanza in the parking lot with its lights on. Tell people what? Tell people what?
Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall, and Barney. How I Met Your Mother. Created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Can I get a water, please?
Thank you.
Tell people what?
Oh, God. Okay, look. We have some news.
But we don't want to draw attention away from Lily and Marshall's big day. Yeah,
so just forget about it until they leave for the honeymoon.
Fine.
It's pretty big, though.
Oh, my God, just tell me!
Oh, help us.
What's wrong? We're starving. We planned this amazing meal with the caterers, and we haven't had a bite of it.
Every time we get near the food, we get cocktail wiener block.
Marshall!
Marshall's attempt to get food from a canapé tray is blocked by a guest who hugs him. He then tries to pick up some food that's been spat out into a napkin by a small boy, but Lily stops him. They're both about to eat at a table when there's a call from the gathered guests for them to kiss, and by the time they're finished, a waiter's cleared their plates.
We haven't eaten all day.
All right, let's run some interference.
Yeah, we'll get you back to your table. Come on.
Oh, there you are.
Dear, you look so beautiful.
Thanks, Grammy, but we really
and
need
you. To... You look like a 1940s movie star.
And you look like a pepper-crusted rack of lamb with mint jelly.
All right, let's get these two back to their table.
We will see you on the floor for the conga line later, won't we?
The answer to that one was decided weeks earlier.
Hmm. Conga line.
Oh, yes, definitely.
How about a slideshow of you guys through the years? Set to Green Day's Time of Your Life, and ending with your baby photo side by side.
Oh, that's great. Going on the list.
What list?
Horrible wedding cliches we're not gonna touch with a 10-foot limbo pole.
Well, like 1 Corinthians, that Bible verse, they do that at every wedding.
How's it go?
Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
Lame.
Going on the list. We've done it. A wedding with zero cliches.
Wait, isn't doing it in the reception hall bathroom kind of a cliche?
Well, okay, one cliche.
Well, technically two.
No, they cleared our plates again.
Pepper-crusted rack of lamb, where did you go? It's my wedding night. I was supposed to have my way with you.
Well, you still have me.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, we're kind of in the middle of something, so if you could go bicker or share tense, sexless silence or whatever married people do somewhere else, that'd be great.
No, Barney, this is my wedding, and I will sit wherever I damn well...
Are those mini quiches?
Tell the secret. Okay, it was our anniversary. So we went to this restaurant, Carmichael's, which is where we went on our first date. Remember the place where I stole the blue French horn for Robin?
Oh, right, that was you. I knew that was somebody I knew.
What? Dude, you were there. That was like a big, iconic moment in all of our lives.
Maybe in your life. I got a lot of stuff going on.
Okay, so we're sitting there and the waiter comes over.
Champagne?
We didn't order champagne.
Compliments of the house.
Oh, thanks.
And there, sitting at the bottom of my champagne glass is...
Mini Quiche. You're a mega douche.
Oh, that's right. They moved that table back toward the kitchen because that's where they're setting up a surprise chocolate fountain.
Oh, no, I gave it away.
Marshall and Lily take off again.
So what was in the glass?
Right. So the waiter comes up with two glasses of Dom. He says champagne. We didn't order any champagne. Compliments of the house. Wow.
You said that already!
Right. So Robin looks down, and there, at the bottom of her glass...
is an engagement ring.
Anything you want to say to the bride and groom?
Don't get married.
Why don't I come back?
An engagement ring? No. No, 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 no. Ted, you cannot do this to me. No, 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 no.
That's what she said.
No. No, 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 no. Ted, you cannot do this to me. No, 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 no.
What are you talking about?
This is what I'm talking about. What is this doing in my champagne? Oh, God, listen, I just gotta get out of here.
That's not mine.
What?
That's not mine.
Then whose is it?
It's mine.
A man takes the ring from Robin.
Jana, will you marry me?
Yes.
The couple kiss and hug each other, and Robin laughs.
Wow. That was hilarious. I was like, what? Anyway.
What the hell was that?
What the hell was what?
That reaction.
I thought you were proposing to me.
Really? Because it sounded like you thought I was trying to set you on fire.
Ted, you know how I feel about marriage.
Now more than ever.
I'm sorry, were you planning on proposing tonight?
No.
Then why is this an issue?
Because even though you don't want to get married, I'd like to think the fact that we've been together for a year and that we love each other might get me a gentler reaction than no. No, 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 no. Ted, you cannot do this to me. No, 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 no.
Okay, you're right. I just freaked out. I don't know why. Sorry. Can we please just let it go?
No.
Hey, Stinson. Never lie to a man about a chocolate fountain.
So did you guys find anything to eat?
I had 4 strawberries.
Was there a side of champagne with each of those strawberries?
Yes.
Lily, you could have burped or said the word yes, but the fact that you did both is exactly why I married you. Mm.
So what happened next?
Ted, don't do this.
No, seriously, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Where do you see yourself?
Honestly, in 5 years, I probably want to be married.
And I probably want to be in Argentina.
Argentina?
Or Tokyo or Paris. Look, Ted, I don't know where I'm going to be in 5 years. And I don't want to know. I want my life to be an adventure.
We have an expiration date, don't we?
Oh, my God. You guys broke up.
Woo! Lily's leading a conga line that passes by.
You guys broke up? I can't believe it.
Barney, story's not over.
Can we please not talk about this here? Can we go home?
Yeah, of course. Excuse me. I'm sorry about this.
Oh, my God, it's you.
What? What?
You are the son of a bitch who stole a blue French horn.
Run? Your strategy was run?
It was a perfectly good idea. They didn't have our credit card information. They didn't know us from Adam. I stand by it.
Yeah? And how did that work out for you?
Hey!
I don't see why they had to keep my credit card and driver's license till we bring the horn back.
Well, come on, Ted. Can you blame them?
Look, I'm sorry about the French horn. I want to make this right. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to run!
Ted falls.
So, Argentina.
Argentina.
Why is this the first I've heard of Argentina?
American schools suck at geography. What would be the point in telling you that I want to live in Argentina? You don't want to live there.
I could want to live in Argentina.
No, you couldn't. I mean, your life is here and your career. I'm a journalist. My career could take me anywhere, and I hope it does.
Hey, I could be an architect anywhere, too. They have buildings in Argentina and Paris and even Tokyo. I don't know if you ever saw Godzilla, but he wasn't knocking down a bunch of tents.
So what? You're saying you want to move to Argentina?
Well, I always regretted not taking a year in college to live abroad. I just finished a big project at work. I got some money saved up. If ever there were a time in my life to do something like this, it's right now. Let's move to Argentina.
Oh, shut up.
You're scared I might not be kidding.
Aren't you?
Nope. Your move, Shcherbatsky.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's move to Argentina.
No es posible.
Nobody moves to Argentina. The Argentinian peso has dropped 2/3 in 5 years, the government is opposed to free market reforms, and the railroad has been a mess since the breakup of Ferrocarriles Argentinos. I hooked up with an Argentinian exchange student in a port-a-john outside Yankee Stadium. Man, she was chatty.
Right, right?
You caught the bouquet?
Barney, the story's not over yet.
Wait.
What?
I don't know if I can do this to you.
Do what?
Well, you say you want to move to Argentina, but you want to have kids.
Oh, right, because there are no kids there. On Santa's map of the world, there's a big black X over Argentina.
You know what I mean.
No, I don't. Okay, say we had kids.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have to grow up in some suburb somewhere. They'd grow up on the road, having adventures with us. Think of all the Hard Rock Cafe t-shirts they could collect.
Did you know that kids were never a part of my plan? But if I was gonna have someone's babies, I'd have your babies.
That's when you run. Tell me you ran, Ted.
Ted kisses Robin passionately.
Wait, we don't want to start having babies right this second. Do you have a...
No, I don't.
Well, we probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
They both sit up on the sofa.
Risk it?
Risk it.
Then fall back onto it. Sitting opposite them at the wedding reception, Barney observes with horror that Ted's drinking beer and Robin's drinking water.
No.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you will all gather around, Lily and Marshall are going to cut the cake.
No. Robin, you're not... No, say the story's not over.
Come on, they're cutting the cake.
Say the story's not over! Oh, God, this is the 12th most worried I've ever been that someone's pregnant.
Lily's more than a little drunk.
Okay, Lily. I'm really hungry, so let's just aim for my mouth, okay? Besides, the smearing the cake thing's a cliche, remember?
No, it's gonna be so funny.
Lily? Lily, just feed me the cake. Please. Baby, I am so hungry.
Lily keels over.
Whoopsie daisy. And she's okay. It's all right. And it's time for the honeymoon. You
know, guys, thank you so much.
Okay. We love you.
I love you.
Getting married, having kids, it's all a mistake. It's a horrible, horrible mistake.
God, this guy's giving me nothing. All right, have fun in Scotland. See the Loch Ness Monster, tell him Ted Mosby says, what's up?
Yes, he's a sheet, Ted, come on.
Hand in hand, Marshall and Lily make their way out of the reception hall. As the newlyweds drive off, Barney looks despondent.
Hey, kiddo.
You're gonna miss out on a lot of awesome stuff. You'll be at home with the kid while I am out awesoming all over the place. And you're gonna get fat.
Story's not over, Barney. Okay, time to get the horn back to the bistro.
Oh, Ted, I don't know if I can go again. That tuckered me out.
Not a euphemism.
Oh, right. Okay, let me just go change and we'll leave.
Whoa, you get to change and I don't? Uh-uh. Solidarity, sister.
That is crazy. I have a change of clothes and you don't. Suck it up.
Well, if we'd actually moved in together, all my stuff would be here, but we didn't, so...
There's an awkward moment as Ted realizes what he said.
Yeah. We were all talk, weren't we?
We're not doing this, are we?
I don't want to have kids in Argentina.
And I don't want to have kids in Argentina.
So where does that leave us?
Well, we could stay together and pretend this stuff doesn't matter. Or we could give back the blue French horn.
You stole a blue French horn from me.
I would have stolen you a whole orchestra.
Throw away the paper.
Robin's face crumples. She rests her head on Ted's chest, and he wraps his arms around her.
You did break up.
Yeah.
You're not pregnant?
No.
And Marshall and Lily don't know?
Well, afterwards, we came by to tell you guys. But Lily was pretty stressed out, so...
We decided not to say anything till after the wedding.
Whoa. You guys okay?
Well, it hasn't been the easiest 2 weeks of our lives, but...
We're okay.
The open bar helps.
Excuse me, miss. Could I have this dance?
Well, we knew this day would come eventually. Take care of her, little man.
Robin steps away with the young boy, and Barney places a comforting hand on Ted's shoulder. Lily's drunkenly snogging Marshall in their car.
This is by far the drunkest I've ever seen you. Driver?
Hello!
Hey, can we make a stop before we head back to the hotel?
You do not have to stop. You can be together as man and wife right back there. And because you are friends, I will not watch.
No, we actually had something else in mind.
A fast food joint.
Welcome to Wiener Burger.
Hi. Can we get a number one, please, with no pickles? And a number four with no onions.
Let me guess. Jefferson High Prom?
No. But thank you. Actually, we just got married.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's 780.
Hey, dude. I don't know how to say this, but your wife just threw up in the trash.
Marshall looks round.
My wife.
So Marshall and Lily were married, and Robin and I were broken up. And as hard as it was at the time, in the end, we both got what we wanted. She did eventually go on to live in Argentina and Morocco, Greece, Russia, even Japan for a little while. And I? Well, I met your mom. I think for the most part, if you're really honest with yourself about what you want out of life, life gives it to you. Of course, at that moment, all I really wanted was a scotch and soda and a cigar.
Holding his glass of whiskey, Ted joins Barney, who's smoking a cigar on a balcony outside.
Hey.
Barney prepares a cigar for Ted.
I'm really sorry about you and Robin. I know I was always joking around about wanting you two to break up, but you were really good together.
Yeah. We were. She just wasn't the one, you know?
The one? Oh, Ted, no. Do not tell me you're gonna start searching for the one again. The only time I wanna hear you saying the one is if it's followed by the word hundredth. What a...
Nah, I need a break from all that. I just wanna get out there and have fun for a while, you know?
Really? Cause, you know, you've been in a relationship for a year, you're gonna
be a little rusty.
Yeah?
I'm just saying. You're gonna need some help out there.
Could be.
Ted?
Yes, Barney?
Do you think... Do you think maybe you might need a wingman again?
I do.
Yes! Yes! We're back! We are back! And Ted, my boy, it's gonna be legend! Wait for it.